We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, another win for you guys, 48-0 over Gossel on Friday night. You're now 2-1 on the season. What'd you like about that Week 3 victory?
Well, I'll tell you what I really liked was our defensive performance. I thought our guys, you know, took the plan that we put together. They executed it really well. You know, they communicated well on the field, which we knew, you know, Gossel would pose, you know, some challenges formationally and you know, schematically for us, and they did. But we rose to those challenges, so I was really pleased with how our defense played. Obviously, when you go out and score 48 points, you know, there's a lot of positives offensively. You know, Brock Griffin had a great evening. Wyatt Griffin had a great evening. You know, we played well, really, in all phases of the game.
What does it mean to be playing well in all phases of the game as you approach the midway point of the regular season?
Well, it really means that our guys have done a great job, you know, embracing what we're trying to get done day to day at practice. And we're seeing that, you know, what we see on the practice field show up on the playing field. And, you know, it really gives you confidence going into district play that, you know, your guys are going to show up, perform like we expect them to do. And whether that results in a win or not, you know, that's, you know, their effort, their performance, their execution, you know, will be there regardless.
How do you feel like this team continues to grow as you guys enter district play this week?
Well, I tell you, you know, we'll start with our quarterback. You know, this is his third start, and 3 weeks in a row now he's played better. So that's always good. You know, when you start with a young guy, you know, there's a steep learning curve for those guys. I really think that Chris Rangel's a guy on our offensive line that's really improved week by week. You know, Nono Zuniga is kind of a known quantity. You know, he's a 4-year starter for us, so we know what we're going to get out of him. Micah Cothers is a known quantity, but you know, between Hudson Doty and Chris Rangel, you know, the two newcomers to the offensive line, I think those guys have really improved throughout the year, and that's. You know, that's a big positive for us.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, going to Burlingame to open up district play, and Coach Slater and company, they're off to a hot start, and they had a 51-0 victory at Hartford on Friday night, and they gave you guys a really good game last year, and it ended up being a 2-point victory for the Bearcats. But I know you want to go back to Burlingame and try to get some redemption this week.
Well, you know, last year is last year. And, I mean, we can look back at that game and see that there were plenty of missed opportunities. You know, you can't turn the ball over and can't, you know, give up kickoff returns for touchdowns and, you know, and be successful against a tough opponent. And that'll be the same message this week. You know, it really comes down in games like this, you know, which group, you know, goes out and executes, you know, better. Coach Slater's going to have his guys well prepared, and we hope to do the same. And, you know, we'll let those 16 individuals that are on the field, you know, every snap kind of figure out, you know, who's going to be the victor of the night. You know, I don't think that either one of us is going to be surprised by anything that the other team does. So, and we weren't last year, you know, just they weren't surprised by us. We weren't surprised by them. It's just, it'll come down to a few plays here or there, and the team that makes those, that'll be the team that comes out on top.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck at Burlingame on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Dylan.
That is Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.